Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Good to be with you, as always, and I'm happy that you are here with me. I hope I have your trust, because I see trust being removed from lots of people, and for good reason. Because we are going to now, I'm going to tell you about a dinner I had with a member of the administration. I'm going to tell you everything that I know, and I'm going to say the things that I do not know. And I am also not going to attest to the veracity, Google it, of the information, how true or false the information is. I'm going to tell you what I was told, okay? It's not a defense of Trump. It's not a defense of the administration. In fact, I think if they do not release everything they have, they are done. I believe that. If they do not release, and I told them that, you need to release everything you have. Pam Bondi needs to be fired. I told them that. They know that, the people I spoke to, person, people. Person, people. They know that. I went to Washington. We had a dinner. It was a small dinner. What day did it? When did I go?
Wednesday.
I went Wednesday. Here's the rub. Jeffrey Epstein is an innocent man. I'm kidding. That's not the rub. That's not the rub. Yes, it's a blackmail operation. Yes, it was. Yes, this guy's got connections to intelligence. Everybody knows that. Yes, the intelligence is Mossad and CIA, most likely. We all know that. Yes, he was running some type of a blackmail operation, procuring young girls for powerful people. A lot of this was on tape somewhere. When Pam Bondi came out and said, I have 10,000 hours of evidence, what has been told to me is that that is porn Epstein downloaded from the internet. It is not the tapes of powerful people in compromising positions. And the person who told me that said, listen, I'm not saying those tapes don't exist. I'm saying that the person who has that, those tapes, is either a foreign intelligence service, Ireland, is a guess, or a billionaire or billionaires, or they have been destroyed. You know, there isn't a tape of Bill Clinton fucking a 12-year-old that Pam Bondi has on her desk. She has commercial pornography downloaded from the internet. The tapes that show incriminating things are with who's ever blackmailing these people. Again, this is what was told to me. And that, which, again, from the outside, I can see whoever is running this operation not being dumb enough to let tapes get to the desk of Pam Bondi, who's the attorney general. Now, again, do I know what is on those tapes? Absolutely not. I really don't want to know. I don't want a trove of pornography delivered so I can analyze it. What was told to me was that those tapes are pornography, some legal, some probably not, that he had downloaded. There are tapes of Epstein walking around his house, and there are photos of underage girls. But there is no tape of Bill Gates or Donald Trump or Bill Clinton engaging in activity with a minor. Okay. However, again, this is told to me at a private dinner that we're having. I'm not going to tell you who it's with. I won't. If you're smart, maybe you know by the end of the episode, but I don't know if you're smart. I don't know if you're smart. I'll drop clues. I'll drop little clues. I'll drop tiny clues. I'll drop tiny clues. But I'm not going to tell you. People speak, I think, under the condition of some type of anonymity here. Truly. No offense. So I'm not going to go out and say who it was. I'm not going to say who it was. Tiny clues. Tiny little clues. And it wasn't RFK. I couldn't do that for an hour or 2 hour dinner. Can you imagine that? I met Ghislaine and I couldn't do it. That's not who it was. They know they have a problem. They got a big problem. You have to, I don't think the grand jury docs, which I also said, you got to unseal all of that. You got to get Bondi to go to a judge and unseal it. That will not satiate people. You need to release all of the documents unless you're going to have a big problem. Trump and Epstein were friends for a very long time. The nature of their relationship is kind of a mystery to a lot of people. Donald Trump has said, hey, I knew the guy. He traveled in society circles, New York, Palm Beach. Epstein said, this guy was my best friend, I think, at one point. I think Trump and Epstein fell out over a house they both wanted to buy. I know that Epstein hit on a young girl at Mar-a-Lago and Trump kicked him out. I don't know where they hung out, what trips they took. I'm unaware of that. People got mad at me on the last episode. They're like, you're covering for Trump. And I'm like, I'm not covering for Trump. Trump has never been accused of anything with an underage person. You know, he's clearly a guy that's driven, like a lot of people, by sex. And he's clearly somebody that has probably acted inappropriately. But he was never accused of being with somebody who's underage. And I think a lot of people that don't like Trump would tell you that wasn't his thing. A lot of these women he was with, Ivana, Marla Maples, are kind of like Vegas showgirls. They look like 35, even when they're 25, a lot of them. They're just caked in makeup, huge hair, tits out. They're in like a gold, you know. I mean, now is it impossible that Epstein or whoever has some compromising material on Trump? Absolutely not. I don't know. But I only suggested that thus far, that is not something he's been accused of doing. Okay, that doesn't mean that it's impossible. It's obviously not impossible. And in order to get this type of speculation to quiet down, they have to release everything that they have. And I told this person that. And this person knows that. And we also discussed Ghislaine. I think it's Ghislaine. No one offered Ghislaine a plea deal. Nobody went to Ghislaine Maxwell and said, give up somebody and we will reduce your sentence. And that could be for a couple of reasons. They didn't want to give a plea deal to a pedophile. That's certainly not a popular thing to do. But it could also be because people didn't want Ghislaine to be like, actually, I have a funny story. People didn't want that. They weren't looking forward to that. They said, keep your trap shut. Now, I said at this dinner, I said, Ghislaine must speak. She should testify before Congress. couple of the people at the dinner, again, it was a small dinner, three. They knew. They said that is not on the table at the moment, but it's not impossible. Nobody's super jazzed about it. Like, it's been suggested. Like, I thought I had the idea first. I didn't. Other people had suggested it. Why don't we get this bitch? We know where this bitch is. We know where she is. Let's get her. Let's put her under oath. Let's have her raise the right hand. And let's have her talk about what this operation was. That has not been warmly received by anybody over there. Right, left, center. A lot of people in Washington were not excited. And probably New York, Palm Beach, London. Any city you can't afford. People weren't jazzed about that. They weren't pumped up about her testifying. You know how you meet your friend and they're pumped up. They're running a 5K and they're pumped up and they're excited about it. And they're telling everyone they know about, I'm doing a 5K. Yeah, it's good to see you. I got to keep running. I'm training for a 5K. And they're pumped up and they're excited. And they keep talking about this thing they're doing to keep pumping. This is the opposite of that. Ghislaine Maxwell testifying in front of Congress, kind of the opposite of that. No one's running through the streets going, let's get her to testify. Won't it be fun? That's not happening. It's not exciting to a lot of people. They have not embraced it. I think it's a good idea. I told the people at the dinner that. They kind of agreed. They get it. Put her under oath. Put her in the chair. The problem is she's going to want something to testify. And now you're cutting the sentence of a pedophile. Now, what if she, because Ghislaine's an asset. She's an intelligence asset. She's probably not going to hang people with the testimony. She knows how to do that. She knows how to say things without saying things. I'm guessing. I would imagine. Unless she just decides to just fucking burn it all down. But she probably won't. Her dad, you know, I think a team of people stormed his yacht. Threw him off, you know, four Israeli prime ministers were at his funeral. Hopefully they'll be at mine as well for different reasons. But the heads of the Mossad, he got a great, a great burial plot in Israel. Like it's his whole thing. They literally said he's done more for Israel, things we can't even say right now. He was a big asset. And I think Ghislaine values that. That's dad. That's her daddy. That's dad. You gotta love your dad. Me and my father don't have the greatest relationship. I still love my dad. I like things about my father. I like that he does things like that I do. He looks down on people that are not that lower than him, almost not lower than him. But I like that about him. He looks way down on people that are not that much lower than him. And I do as well. I judge severely the people who are not that much lower than me. And in fact, I judge severely people that have things I don't have and that are good. But I love that about my father. I like that my father, like I do, appropriates the accomplishments of other people. Like, you know, he will take pride in a beautiful, wealthy area or a skyscraper or something that he had nothing to do with. And I do the same thing. I like it and I talk about it like I had something to do with it, but I didn't. You know, and that's something I learned from my father. You take pride in being near success. My whole life I've done. I got successful when I was like 40. you know, 37, whatever. But like before that, I took a lot of pride that I was near success. I learned that from my father. Be near success. Live near success. And then show people, look at these fucks and how well they've done. Show them that. Your bum friends are going to come visit you. Show them the people that have done it. And you take a little bit from that. And you make it your own. You internalize it. You got to love your dad. And her dad, say what you want about him, but he was a super spy. The guy did it. He was a media mogul. He was an access agent. He was working. The guy was working. That's her father. I don't think she's going to light it all on fire. I think she values that. I think she goes down with the ship. But then, you know, so the problem is if she gets up there and she doesn't really give people what they want, she's not giving people up, then you got to pardon her. You got to pardon a pedophile. That's a tough call. Everyone who visits me on the private island I call home tells me that the beds are the things they remember, and the beds are all from Helix. Helix is the greatest way to buy a mattress. It is the best bed on the market and the easiest to obtain, okay? You sleep better, you lose weight, you gain weight, whatever you want. It helps with everything, the apneas, the problems. You sleep to the left or to the right or in the center. I love Helix. You fill out a short quiz. They tell you what kind of sleeper you are and what kind of mattress they think would work for you. I'm telling you, everybody loves it. I like the Midnight Deluxe, but other people like other things. Go to helixsleep.com/TimD, okay? They're still doing the 4th of July sale. How cool is that? 27% off site-wide. 27% off site-wide. helixsleep.com/TimD. helixsleep.com/TimD. And 27% off site-wide. The best beds on the market. They are amazing. helixsleep.com. Traffic yourself to your bed. But supposedly they do not have tapes that have incriminating stuff. They have incriminating for the man who's dead or who's living in Les Wexner's house. Get up Les Wexner's house. Get up how big it is, New Albany, Ohio. Is this man living? Was Jeffrey Epstein switched out in the middle of the night? And is he living in Les Wexner's house? Is he living there? Couldn't he live there? Wouldn't he be able to live there? We don't know. I have info. I have info, folks. I can say, I want to say things here. The guy who had Epstein's job after Wexner, and I want you to go find this. I don't know if you can find it. But the guy who had Epstein's job after Wexner was also popped for child porn. And then they ran some article in a paper in the Columbus Dispatch, then I think Wexner bought the paper and the article doesn't exist anymore. But there is something to suggest that happened. That the second guy who had Epstein's job also got popped for that. It almost makes it seem like that's part of it. My guess, I don't know. These people are very litigious. So I got to be careful about saying things that are not substantiated as my producer furiously tries to search for this because we're literally about to be sued and killed. We're literally about to be sued and killed. We're both about to be sued and killed. And I didn't even learn this at the dinner. I learned this somewhere else. I was at Cold Stone Creamery and someone said that. Someone said that. They said, did you know this? And I said, interesting. So I don't, what do you want me to say? This Les Wexner fellow, I feel like is shady, my guess. Don't know, but my guess would be that he's a shady individual. Can we do a little image? Let's do a Google image. Just a Google image. Just an image. Get up that one in the suit. That one's the one I like with the bow tie. Second row to the right. All the way to the right. Make that big. That's the essence of the man. You got to find a photo. It's the essence of the man. He knows things. He's got a face of a guy that knows a few things. But I told people, I said, you have to fire Pam Bondi. You have to have Ghislaine Maxwell testify. If there's nothing there, you got to release all the documents that you have. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Now, listen, a lot of people that were on that island are dead. A lot of them are 80. A lot of them are probably living in other countries. It's not, you know, the perp walk that you want to see happen is probably not going to happen. Sorry. That doesn't mean that there aren't some people that are very guilty that could face justice and should. It means that you're not going to get everybody who's ever done anything on that island because a lot of them are probably dead. They're dying by the minute. So, in conclusion to that, we have more to say about it. Certainly, they're now coming to Hill. You know, Dick Durbin, who's a Democrat, the Democrats are running with this, as you would. Bondi pressured 1,000 FBI personnel to comb through tens of thousands of documents related to Epstein and flag any mention of Trump. This is from The Hill. Durbin made the explosive allegations in letters he sent Friday to Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino, seeking more information about the administration handling of files related to Epstein and asking why senior officials were allegedly focused on looking for documents connecting Trump to Epstein. Citing information my office received, Durbin said Bondi pressured the FBI to put approximately 1,000 people in its information management division on 24-hour shifts to review about 100,000 Epstein-related records as part of a broader effort to release documents publicly by what Durbin called an arbitrarily short deadline. They were instructed to flag any records in which Trump was mentioned, said Durbin. Now the Wall Street Journal released this article where Trump wrote a letter to Epstein for his birthday. And it's some type of letter that, you know, Epstein's friend sent him bawdy letters for his 50th birthday. Bawdy meaning like salacious and inappropriate. And Donald Trump wrote one. Get up the Trump letter and let's read that. But again, Trump's saying it didn't happen and it's fake and it's not real. The only way you get ahead of this is if you fire Bondi. Number one, I'd like to see Bondi and Cash. I don't know anything about Bongino, but again, if all three of them, you know, this is the biggest bungling of anything ever. Remember when they had these morons go out with these binders, Epstein files phase one? What the fuck were they thinking? So it looks really bad. And if they want it to look less bad, and I don't know how bad it is, but, and I don't think the top people know how bad it is. To be honest, I don't think people know. I don't know, and a lot of people that I talk to don't know. There's a belief that it's not as bad as certain people think, and it might be worse than what other people think. It's somewhere there. It isn't clear how the letter with Trump's signature was prepared. Inside the outline of the naked woman was a typewritten note styled as an imaginary conversation between Trump and Epstein, written in the third-person voiceover. There must be more to life than having everything, the note began. Donald, yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald, Enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. Well, if that's Trump, not ideal, certainly in hindsight, you got to release everything you've got. He's supposedly suing Murdoch. He's suing the Wall Street Journal. You have to release everything you got. You're in a scandal that's about to engulf your presidency, that may already be engulfing the presidency. And if you do not release everything you have right now and get rid of the attorney general, because she is either A, not communicating, or B, lying. She's either incompetent or she's untruthful. She's not truthful. Is untruthful one of the things you can say? I'm asking. You don't know. You don't know if untruthful is something you can say. I don't know that. Do you know that?
Yes.
Can you say untruthful?
Yeah.
Or not truthful?
You can say untruthful.
I was right. But she's got to go. Pam Bondi's got to go. She's got to go back to Florida and prosecute people that, you know, are misbehaving on jet skis. She's got to get out. And you got to bring in Megyn Kelly. Truly, you have to bring in Megyn Kelly to be the Attorney General of America. That's it. That's it. No more nonsense. You can't bring in just TV people. You got to bring in good TV people. Kish Patel, these people are like people who failed at having podcasts. They would have been me if they had talent. They're running the FBI because they're shot. These are people that were like hyping up Q drops on 4chan and leading retards in every fucking direction, thinking that Hillary was going to Gitmo, and now they're running the FBI. And whether they're in on it or the deep state is clotheslining them, they got to get the fuck out of there and start a podcast. Half of that administration needs to start a podcast. Pam Bondi, I will email you the mics to buy. You're out. It's time to go. It's time to go. They took people who had podcasts and put them in control of the government. So either they're compromised or the fucking factions of the deep state are fucking shoveling shit on these people at an amazing pace because they're incapable of delivering anything. They appear to be fools when they go on a show. They appear to be a fool. No one likes a fool unless the fool is aiming to be a fool. Someone with wacky glasses, something like that. But if you are somebody who is running the FBI and you can't articulate a clear sentence, you have to go. I don't care if you're loyal. You've lost the trust of the voters. You must go. They got a clean house over there. Fire a lot of people. You have to fire a lot of people. I know you don't like that. Now, here's the good news. The guy in charge likes firing. Some would say he owns that term. You're fired. He probably tried to copyright it. You got to release everything you've got and fire these people, unless it's just not going to go well. It's not going to go well. It's a blackmail operation. We know it. He was laundering money. We know that. He made money disappear. That was probably his main thing. Sex was a part of it. He had lots of powerful people. He had information on a lot of powerful people. And he allowed intelligence agencies to access that information. CIA, MI6, Mossad, all of these different intelligence agencies are largely crime syndicates who have existing relationships with each other. They work with each other. And then one will recruit somebody, and then someone's a double agent and a triple agent. You got to release everything you have. That world is shadowy and murky, and I don't know if the information I got was true. What the fuck do I know? I'm sitting there at a dinner. I'm telling you, that is what is believed by people in the administration who they themselves may be getting lied to. I don't know. They don't know. Everyone makes fun of me for going, oh, you said that they would be killed. Genuinely, at the dinner it came up. No one believes the crooks thing. No one believes that. No one believes that. That this is just a random kid that had no prior relationship to anybody and he was just able to fly a drone over a rally and climb on a thing. No one believes that. No one believes Epstein killed himself. People believe he was murdered or he was switched out and he is now a server at Mitchell's Ocean Club in Ohio, in Columbus, which is the original restaurant that started Ocean Prime. It's a great restaurant. And Cameron Mitchell, the owner of that, wrote a book called It Doesn't... The answer is yes. Doesn't matter what the question is. And that was about restaurants, hopefully. But the point is, we don't know what's going on, so you have to release everything. A little bit of grand jury testimony is not going to do it.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
I told everyone at the dinner, I said, it looks very bad. And they all knew that. They all knew that. This is Trump's tweet. Based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to the Jeffrey Epstein, I've asked Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval. This scam perpetuated by the Democrats should end right now. Trump believes that connecting him to Epstein is a Democrat scam, hoax, whatever. Prove it. You got to release everything. I know it'll be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable to release all the things. It's just an uncomfortable reality. Sometimes you are friends with someone and they're a human trafficker. That's what it is to be rich. Explain that to people. Tell them that. What it is to be rich is to be best friends sometimes with a human trafficker, satanic pedophile. You don't even know it. You just know that you both like boats. To be rich is to be friends with people who are implicated in the murders of their wives, the trafficking of children, coups, drug running, narco trafficking, arms dealing, false flag operations. This is what it is to be rich. It's not for everyone. I've always said that. I've always said it's not for everyone. To be rich is not to be around school teachers, good people who teach the kids all day. Here's your, pass out these folders of your homework. That's not what it is. I have a little bit of money now, not even a lot. I haven't spoke to a firefighter in 6 years. I don't even know where they are. Cops, firefighters, teachers, who are these people? I go to dinner with people I'm pretty sure want to kill me. They always choose a nice restaurant. That's where I go, and it's near my home. But I'm friends with people now I'm pretty sure are on an assignment to kill me. Truly, it's what happens when you have a little bit of money. I don't even have a lot of money. But a little bit of money, unfortunately, you get a set of friends and they're all predominantly morally questionable and you don't know them. Rich people are private. The middle class isn't. The middle class is always telling you about the fights they've had with their husband or wife, their fat kids that won't get it together, their daughter who's pissed them off because she hasn't filled out her college application. Well, we're not going to tour the schools with her if she doesn't get on it. They're always vomiting their lives to you, but the rich are quiet. They are quietly drowning the chef in the Martha's Vineyard pond. Get in the fucking water. Quietly, they don't bring it up. Explain that to people, Donald. Go out and say to them, sometimes you just end up best friends with someone who's trafficking children. And it's because you both, you know, they're fun. Here's the thing with human traffickers, they're fun. Are you telling me you don't think Ghislaine Maxwell was fun? There's not one photo of Ghislaine Maxwell where she doesn't look like the funnest person that's fucking ever lived. And that doesn't make me happy. I don't like that. Yeah, she's a satanic pedophile. I get it. She's evil. They're both evil. Sometimes rich people are evil. Duh. She's massaging his feet on a plane. The bitch played her position. She was fun. The woman was fun. Look at how relaxed he looks. The point is, you got to explain to people that this is, unfortunately, part of it. The people at the top of society are in, they're into shit and they're involved in shit. But you got to show everyone that you're not involved in it. So you got to release it. You can be at a party with someone. You can shake a hand. You can hang out with someone even. But you need to prove that you are not in any way associated with this part of this man. Get that pick away of the foot, please, and her. You have to show the world that. You can say, I made an oopsie. I made an oopsie. You can say that. I took a ride on a plane that I shouldn't have been. I thought he was just a whack. Thought he was a wacko. He was a silly billy. Maybe that's what you say. Go, he was a silly billy. He was a Daffy Duck. But you got to show people you weren't raping children. That's what you have to show people. I don't even care if he laundered a little bit of the money. No one does. No one does. Donald, if that's what you're worried about, no one cares. It's okay. If he laundered some of your money, even a lot of your money, if he laundered a lot of your money, because that's not what people are thinking. God, it would be fun if he just laundered some of your goddamn money. Just say that. Say that. Say, I got a casino, it's a cash business. He laundered some money. Say it now. That's not impeachable, who cares? He laundered some money, God damn it. Say that. Please, we want it to be that. That's what people want it to be. I mean, of course, a lot of people don't want it to be that, but I don't want Clinton fucking the kids either, even though that's not, there's a fucking breadcrumb trail that isn't ideal. But I don't want any of our presidents to be having sex with children. This is not my idea of a good time. Now, that unfortunately seems to be more than likely something that has happened. So you need to prove that you did not do that. Please, God, just say he laundered the money. He became my friend because he knew how to make large sums of money disappear. I didn't want to pay taxes. I didn't want to pay these taxes. People are okay with that. People will be okay with that. Just say you stole money. Jesus, please just come out and say, I stole money. He stole the money with me. He was laundering my money. I wasn't fucking the kids. He was laundering my money. Scream it. Have a press conference and go, Jeffrey Epstein laundered my money. And that was wrong. And that was wrong. It was wrong what he did with the laundering of my money. But here's all the files. I didn't do anything else. It was just about money. That would be nice. That would be ideal. Something's going on. I don't know what it is. Something's happening. The intelligence community isn't a monolith. They're not any one thing. So there's people in the CIA that do not like Israel, and there are people that love it. There is opposing factions in all of these places. People go, well, why was Epstein even arrested if it's a whole thing? People in those agencies, some of them want justice, truly. And when they're presented with a case and there are witnesses, they do what you should do as a cop. You arrest the bad guy. But then when it gets to the legal level and Alexander Acosta is told, I was told to not take it any further with Epstein because he, quote, belonged to intelligence. Now, that's an anonymous quote that someone else said, Alexander Acosta said, and it was given to Vicky Ward at Vanity Fair, who I, you know, is a credible reporter. I don't think she's making stuff up, but she got an anonymous quote. Get Alexander Acosta. Get him on the stand. Get him on the stand. Because we know that something is rotten here. We know that. And please God, let it be that he laundered a little bit of your money. Oh, he laundered my money. I don't fuck the kids. Come on. I was a casino guy. We had a lot of cash. And he laundered the money. Maybe that's it. Huh? We don't know. Lesser of two evils, or nothing happened, or nothing illegal happened. Even better, he did nothing illegal. I was friends with him, and he did illegal thing. Because Jeffrey Epstein's like they're doing all these things. He's a Wall Street guy, but here's the other thing: no one knew how he made any of his money. He had like one client. It was Adnan Khashoggi. Jamal Khashoggi, the guy who the Saudis killed in that embassy, was, I think, Adnan Khashoggi's brother or son, but I don't know. He was related to him in some way. Adnan Khashoggi was Epstein's client. Like, Epstein was supposedly this guy who had all of this money, the largest residence in Manhattan, and nobody knew how he got any of that money, and nobody had ever worked for him. He didn't have he wasn't like Stephen Cohen, who owns the Mets, who the show Billions is based on, who has a hedge fund in Connecticut, .72, and there's a bunch of people that work there, and there's people that have worked with Stephen Cohen and can talk about Stephen Cohen. He's a legendary stock trader, and there's articles written about Stephen Cohen. Every article about Epstein's like, who is he? What's he doing? But go to the VH1, see if you can. Oh, yeah. Jeffrey Epstein, international money man of mystery. Terrific guy. Donald Trump booms from a speakerphone. He's a lot of fun to be with. And maybe that was true. So this whole thing here, this was an article from what year?
2002.
2002. They're writing about Jeffrey Epstein. He's, listen to this, ready? He's pals with, and this is New York Magazine. This is the magazine of the, you know, chattering class, the smart set. You know, the bold-faced names, the glitterati. He's pals with a passel of Nobel Prize-winning scientists, CEOs like Leslie Wexner of the limited socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, even Donald Trump. But it wasn't until he flew Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, and Chris Tucker to Africa on his private Boeing 727 that the world began to wonder who he is. Jeffrey Epstein, international money man of mystery. And this is an article, and you can all read it. And it's funny. It's in hindsight. It's one of the funniest articles that you'll ever read. He comes with cash to burn, a fleet of airplanes, and a keen eye for the ladies. That's the first line. It's a life full of question marks. Epstein is said to run a $15 billion to run $15 billion for wealthy clients. Yet aside from Limited founder Leslie Wexler, his client list is closely held secret. A former Dalton math teacher, he maintains a peripatetic salon of brilliant scientists, yet possesses no bachelor's degree. For more than 10 years, he's been linked to Manhattan London Society figure Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of the mysteriously deceased media titan Robert Maxwell. Robert Maxwell, yet he lives a life of a bachelor, logging 6 hours a year in his various planes as he scours the world. Like, it's a lifestyles of the rich and famous thing.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
See if you can get on Instagram. VH1 did like the Fabulous Life of Billionaires. There used to be these shows on TV, by the way, before people were like, in the financial position where they were considering eating their cat. They used to watch shows like The Fabulous Life of, you know, and it would just be, it's a rage bait. But people would like it back then. And you would just watch really rich people do rich shit. Let's watch a little bit of this. This, and VH1 has pulled this, you know, obviously for obvious reasons, but this was a... go to the one that's 3 minutes. And this is something that VH1 had aired about Jeffrey Epstein. And again, it's unintentionally hilarious now in hindsight. Let's watch.
In the next hour, we'll tour the hedgerow mega homes they're buying with all that hedge fund cash, but not quite as much as financier Jeffrey Epstein. Let's go! Jeff was a high school math teacher until he traded his blackboard for the big board in 1976, eventually launching his own exclusive finance firm for billionaire clients. But he just couldn't keep out of the classroom. So when he was shopping for a new house, he bought himself an entire schoolhouse. And transformed it into the largest single residence in all of Manhattan at a whopping 51,000
square feet. By the way, pause this for a second. There had to be people who knew he was a pedophile who saw this and were like, this is amazing. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that obviously for this guy's entire life knew he was a pedophile. And victims of his who were watching VH1 saw this. Like, literally, people that he had victimized turned on VH1, you know, to watch, I don't know, a Toni Braxton music video. And they're watching Jeffrey Epstein where they're like, he couldn't stay out of the classroom. He bought himself a whole school. And there's people who are like, yeah, I know, he raped me in it. Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
1,000 square feet.
Oh, yeah.
The school costs about $20 million, and he's dropped $10 million just renovating it.
It has incredible bells and whistles, closed-circuit televisions, a heated sidewalk out front, so the snow melts.
But only one man truly rules the Wall Street skies. Because for former school teacher turned billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, one private plane won't do. He's got a small fleet. A Gulfstream 4, a Cessna, and a Boeing 727.
Well, by the way, stop for a minute. Do you realize how important Hollywood is? Like, in just narratives? Do you know how important it is, like, that they no longer have the ability to do this? Like, you can't just do this without any pushback or without anybody on the internet challenging what you what conclusions you come to. This is a puff piece going, he's a Wall Street legend. And by the way, no company, no employees, nobody that has ever said they worked for the guy. A couple of journalists are like, this isn't adding up. And VH1 just runs this whole thing where they're like, he's a genius. This guy was a math teacher, and it's like Good Will Hunting. He was a math teacher. Now he's a Wall Street legend. He's a math teacher. So it's Good Will Hunting. They didn't realize it was Good Will Hunting for children. But that's what it was. You had the ability to just project this image of a mysterious guy who had all these connections. And by the way, that would never work anymore. Because we know what mysterious means. Mysterious means you're having sex with children on an island. I mean, there's no, by the way, you used to be able to say somebody was mysterious and it was like some kind of compliment. You'd be like, wow, he's mysterious. We don't know what he's doing. Now use that word. You go, yeah, keep him away from my house. Mystery now is bad. It is bad. Like, people are like, celebrity's over because there's no more mystique. There's no more mystery. It's like, yeah, because mystery now means people think, oh, I guess you're having sex with children. That's mystery. Oh, I guess you're laundering money for a human trafficking operation. Like, so it's amazing to me that they're running this puff piece, this positive, you know, piece talking about the glamorous life of this human trap, and you would never know. You'd be sitting on your couch going, because that's what Wall Street is, by the way, to most people. Like, a lot of finance is fake, truly. And most people just believe that. They're like, I didn't have the right connections. I didn't go to the right schools. They don't even try to understand this crap. I remember that during the mortgage crisis when they're trying to explain credit default swaps on Fox. And they were like, well, the credit defaults. And people are like, fuck this, you're all crooks. Because it's structured finance, lots of it, is fake. It is largely a science of what most people would call outright criminality. And so when they used to run pieces like this, nobody would think anything of it. They'd go, yeah, he's just, it's a guy on Wall Street. And he's making gobs of money doing God knows what. But little do they know, this is actually an evil, cruel, sadistic monster. And you're talking about the renovation he's doing to his house, his schoolhouse that he's living in Manhattan. Keep going.
And with, of course, an in-flight trading room.
He has a Boeing 727. I'm just wondering now, what do you need a commercial size airliner for?
Believe us, it comes in handy when you've got powerful friends to fly around. When Bill Clinton organized a week-long tour of Africa in 2002, Jeff gave him a ride in his personal 727. and took actors Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker along for the trip.
Now, for former President Clinton, it was a chance to investigate the problems of AIDS in Africa, and for Epstein, it was a chance to hang out with some of his big shot friends.
Jet setting with Bill.
I love, by the way, I love the idea of that. I love the idea of Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein gassing up the jet and going to investigate AIDS in Africa. I mean, it's just like an amazing, like, he's like, let me call Jeffrey Epstein. Let's go find out what this AIDS is about. And then Spacey's there with him. But Spacey, by the way, was like, put it all out. Spacey's like, I haven't done anything. Put it out.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Now, the Late Show with Stephen Colbert is being canceled, and people are angry. Trump, it's breaking out that he is suing Murdoch over this story. People are angry. Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Supposedly, they're citing a financial decision, but people are saying that it's because Colbert criticized CBS willing to settle a lawsuit with Donald Trump. So people are going out, like Bernie Sanders, I think, just came out and put out a, if you go to Bernie's Instagram, I believe he put out a statement saying that this decision is because Stephen Colbert had the temerity to criticize. You bring it up, Bernie's just doing ads for Kalshi. Bernie's like, do you think Maxwell will testify? Go to Kalshi. You can create your own market. CBS's billionaire owners paid Trump $16 million to settle a bogus lawsuit while trying to sell the network to Skydance. Stephen Colbert, an extraordinary talent. He was. And the most popular late night host, not true, it's Gutfeld, to be honest. I mean, whatever you think about anything, that is the truth. Slams the deal. Days later, he's fired. Do you think this is a coincidence? No, here's the thing. Late night feels like it's on its way out. And could this have made CBS make their decision quicker? Sure. Are we going to have late night shows in 5 years? I really don't know. It doesn't seem like we are. Doesn't seem like we're 3 years. There's people that go on late night. You know who they are. There's a lot of people that go on late night. No one really knows who they are. And so the, you know, the host is doing like banter with someone who the audience doesn't know who they are, and they've never seen the show they're on, and no one knows what's happening. So no one knows what's going on. Not everyone, obviously. There's people that people know. But these people come on late night, and the host is like, hey. Hey. We got the new star, Carolina Blue, here. You know? And they're like, give it up for Jasmine Mitchell Stein. And, you know, she's... The girl will come on and she'll be like, Steven, such a fan, love you. And he's like, this show is great. No one's heard of the show. No one has heard of the show in the audience. He's like, now this show, tell us about the show because it's amazing. This show you're on, everyone loves this show. It's called Carolina Blue. And she's like, yeah, it's about the Blue family in Carolina. They're super uptight, and then one summer, everything threatens to be unraveled by a really wild secret. And he's like, and people can't get enough of this show. And the audience is sitting there. They don't know what's happening. The show might as well be fake. The show might as well not exist. No one knows who the person is. What did I call her? Mitchell Stein. What was her name? What name did I just say? Carmen, Sarah?
Jody.
Did I say Jody? I don't think so. Do you remember what I said?
No.
You have a broken brain. But it doesn't matter what I said because it's every single guest on that show, for the most part, unless they're like famous, No one really knows who they are or what they're doing there. And he's like, so this show is amazing. It's an amazing show, and it's on Hulu Plus, right? That's where it's on? She's like, yeah, so if you upgrade your Hulu to Hulu Plus, you can watch Carolina Blue. And he's like, now the first season was in 2021, and season two is premiering in 2027, right? So it's a 6-year gap, but we're revisiting a small beachside town in Carolina. No one knows, and the audience are just sitting there, and the audience are all people that are just in New York City, and someone goes, go see Colbert, and they know who Colbert is, and they know the Ed Sullivan Theater, and many of them grew up watching David Letterman. And America's all about celebrities. That's why people like from Sweden come here. It's not to eat our poison buckets of a poison dough that we make our bread from. It's because they really want to see a celebrity. And they want to see how rich and fat we all are. That's why they come here. They got to see America. They got to see America. How rich are they? How fat are they? How amazing is New York? They want to see a real city, not like an ancient city or, you know what I mean? And their traffickers in Sweden and stuff, it's like all the royals and really rich, creepy people. It's an A24 movie. But our people that are human traffickers are like not even hiding. They're like barely hiding it. So that impresses them. They're like, they're rich and fat and they're pedophiles. Don't even hide it. So they come to see all of this circus of America. And then they're in the Ed Sullivan Theater and they're like, who's coming out tonight? J-Lo? And it's like, a comedian with 8,700 followers who's on a show that on Amazon that no one's watched. And he's like, so now tell us what it was like to grow up as a you were non-binary in Oklahoma. Tell us about that, because that's the premise of this show, right? The show is that you're non-binary in Oklahoma, but you're also like one of the top poker players in the world. But no one knows you're non-binary from Oklahoma because it's all online, right? That's, and the people in the audience, like, we just want to see pedophiles or J-Lo or fat people. We came to America. It was a long flight. It was a really long flight. We just want to see pedophiles, fat people, or J-Lo. They want to watch a celebrity just smack a minority in the face, like an immigrant. That's what they want. They want to see J-Lo take a garbage can and like the dream of someone that comes here from a Scandinavian country, one of them. If you come to America from Norway, your dream is you go to the Ed Sullivan Theater, J-Lo comes out, and then as you're leaving, you look down an alley and you see her take a garbage can, and there's like a little Mexican woman, and J-Lo puts the can on her. And for whatever reason, you don't even know what this woman did to draw the ire of J-Lo. But now this little Mexican woman's got a can on her, and she stumbles into the other building, and she hits herself. She like knocks herself out, and she's just rolling with the can, and then J-Lo gets in the black car and drives away. That's the dream. Did this lawsuit make them go, hey, let's get rid of Trump? Let's get rid of Colbert because he bothered Trump? Sure, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that that's a possibility. You know? Bernie Sanders, go to Kalshi.com. Bernie Sanders, does he have his betting market on Kalshi? I'm having fun on there. Will Trump release any of the Epstein files this year? Will Ghislaine Maxwell testify? Huh. 20% chance. I would say it's a little higher than 20, but not that much higher. I would say it's a little higher than 20, but not that much higher. But I will say this. The people that I spoke to at the dinner know they have a problem. They know they have a real problem. They know that the base is angry. The people that elected them are angry. They are aware of that. They get it. And they know that the thing that needs to happen here is Bondi needs to be fired. And and Ghislaine should testify, and people know that you need to release everything. You know, they know that. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. And I don't know if any of what I was told is true. But it does stand to reason that these tapes are not with Pam Bondi, who's a buffoon. And that these tapes, and I'm sure they exist, are somewhere else if they haven't been destroyed. They're either with a foreign intelligence service or our own or both. There's some kind of dead man switch on something. I don't know. I lack the ability to know. But the people I've spoken to, did they get it? They understand that this is the problem. I'm not going to say who they are. It's not fair to say who they are. I will not say that. We had a nice time. We had steaks. We had some salad, and it was nice. I won't say who they are. I was a little worried that it was going to be Indian food. Good luck out there.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits.
McDonald's breakfast comes first.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.